So the topic is hubby hobby backfire. You're texting your daughter that your husband, Theo Bobby, Sienna's dad, almost divorced you for a hobby that you wanted to join him in. What was it? What happened?
Oh, well, last summer, I tried to take up a hobby with my hubby. And as we all know, Theo Bobby's a teacher, so he's off for this summer. Mm-hmm. So he loves to walk in the evenings, but it still was a little hot. But me and the son, we don't get along. I'm not. His hot is different.
That I do know.
His hot is different from my hot. But I was like, no, I really want to do this with him, you know. And so he's like, are you sure? Are you sure? Because I'm going to walk all the way from 83rd to 99th. And I'm like, no, I kind of stepped outside.
That's a long ass walk.
That's a long walk. Theo Bobby has calves of steel. Jesus.
In the heat?
Yeah, he's crazy.
In the heat. So I'm thinking, I step outside. I'm like, okay, it's a bad. So we get started. We're walking. And I'm like, okay, I'm good. This is good. And then, okay, I'm walking some more. And then I'm like, okay, I think it's a little hot, but I'm doing good, you know?
She's on 85th.
Damn it.
What was that? It was two blocks, babe.
I'm like, I'll be okay. I start drinking some water. Then I'm like, okay, I'm starting to feel a little too hot, but you know, I'm trying to suck it up. And yeah, you know, mind you, we're walking right on a busy street. So we're walking, and then next thing you know, I'm like, okay, I don't feel good for some reason. And I'm like looking over at Theo Bobby, and I said, you know what, I think I'm gonna pass out. And he's like, what, are you serious?
Oh no.
I feel like lightheaded. I go, I feel like I'm gonna throw up. And so here we are. I'm like, I made it at least past 91st.
There's a win.
I want to make it clear, I got to 91st.
So thank goodness, where we were walking, there was like a little, kind of a little area where there was a tree and grass. And so I said, I'm sorry, I'm not going to make it. I can't walk. So I literally, like, at first I was humiliated because I didn't want to pass out in front of, you know, a busy street.
Right.
What did you make me do? You made me pass out.
I'm embarrassed.
Way to go.
You got to call a helicopter to get you back home.
Should I get airlifted?
Yeah. Yeah, can we get evac? You get evac on 91st Avenue? We have another Mexican. Think if they can walk. Yeah, I know it's 118.
Yeah. I'm under the tree, right? So I'm hiding. Just waiting.
Like, no, we're familiar. Oh, God, that's horrible.
I know. So I'm under the tree, right? And I'm hiding and waiting because I'm so mortified and embarrassed. But yet I'm feeling sick and wanting to throw up and pass out. So Theo Bobby had to literally run all the way back home, and he had to get the car and stop and put on the hazards.
Oh, no.
And he already had like a Gatorade and a wet rag. And
Side of I told you so.
Yeah. Did you die though? But did you die?
Did you die?
You just wanted to take a walk.
Joey, I'm seeing so many similarities here. Ivan wants to play his video game in peace. Theo Bobby wants to walk in peace. This is their alone time. And I get it. The gesture's there, but you got to leave your guys alone.
Yeah, lesson learned
you
at this
vias.
Point.
You vias.
A big lesson learned for me. Never again.
Never again.
Said, are you sure this is a long way? Yeah, what? What are you trying to say? I can't make it? I'm out of shape?
Yeah.
Does that sound familiar, like Sienna?
Yeah.
No.
Apple doesn't fall far from that shaded tree you were under.
We should put a plaque there.
I love Mama Via because she's like, I got to 91st Avenue. Yeah, but you have to walk back.
And the goal was 99th, so.
Jeez.
I didn't think about that. I just thought about getting there.
I'm sick.
I am. So, ladies, you know, if you learn anything from the show, sometimes guys just need to do their own thing. And vice versa. Mm-hmm. Fellas, you got to understand your lady just wants to hang out with her girls once in a while.
Go get her nails done.
By herself.
Yeah.
Leave your person be. You need to miss your person.
Uh-huh.
You need to miss your person. I think that strengthens the relationship from the guy that keeps failing at one. But I think from what I heard from a fortune cookie, you have to miss your person once in a while.
That's fair. That's a good observation.
All right. So you're not doing the walking with Theo Bobby anymore, Stephanie.
Nope. I do all my exercise indoors. Fit with Rick.
Fit with Rick? Wait.
YouTube.
Okay. I'll have to check that out later.
Wait. Fit with Rick?
I'm looking at it right now. Okay. Yeah. Oh, dang. Cheating.
What? Hey, that's a good looking guy.
Yeah, I see what Rick looks
I know
like.
You want Theo Bobby to be on his watch now. He's like, hey, go to 150th Avenue. Yeah,
can you walk to Buckeye? Yeah. Hanging out with Rick.
I could do 10,000 steps with
Theo.
I'm sure you could,
Mom.
He's a good looking dude.
Yeah, Theo Bobby comes back. Yeah, my lady's on the front yard smoking a Newport every time I come back. All out of wind. Rick and Rick. All right. Stop cheating on Theo Bobby. We love him.
It's more like a black and mild.
Oh, there he is. From the top row.
He got back from his walk.
Yeah.
Is that Rick again?
Oh, good morning, gosh.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dad.
What in the landline always happens here, dude?
So what's that laughing in there? Yeah. She's not going to laugh without me.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, all right.
Back to my run.
Well, thank you guys for sharing some time. That was hilarious, man.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Good thing you didn't get divorced.
Love you, guys. Love you, Mama.
Love you, Dad. Bye.
You're the cutest thing ever.
Where does your dad come from on these phone calls, dude?
I know. That's summer break, though. He's on summer break right now. So he's probably like, let me see what's going on in there.
Is that Rick again?
Thank you for all the calls, especially to your mom. I needed that laugh. That was fun.